Hello, everybody. This is Adam Evers. I am the CEO and founder of Believer, and this is Inside Believer, building an LGBTQ plus Christian dating app. Hello, everybody. This is Adam Evers, and I have my co-founder, Brandon Flannery, here with me.
Hello.
And on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about development and giving everybody a quick update on that.
Yeah, but before we do, I just really wanted to jump in here, and we know that it's been a while, and we just want to say that we are sorry. Honestly, it's just been crazy when it comes to Believer and what we're building out, but also just Adam and I specifically, like our lives outside of Believer gotten pretty crazy lately. And for me, some of you guys know this, but I'm a student. It's been coming near the wire for finals week. Adam's then running across the globe and working and stuff like that. So we know it's been a while, but we know how important it is to keep these going. And we know because of the emails, the question that's burning on your mind, as always, is when is it coming out? What's happening? We really want to take some time to let you guys know where we are at.
Yeah. So just to lean in a little bit to like one of our core values, which is be true. To be very honest, it's not going as we would have hoped or would have liked. And there's a couple of reasons for that. So we've done a decent job of trying to find developers to work on this project. We have a not as big of a budget as we would have liked for the entire project, but we do have some budget for it. And so part of the strategy there is to hire developers, outsource developers. And so with that, we've done a bunch of hiring in that area. We've actually burned through about four of them. And so what's normally happened is we'll tell them about the project. They'll look at all the screen designs, which the team has done a fantastic job of. And we actually have like all the screen designs are locked and like good to go. Now it's more just like the development perspective of it. And this is specifically front-end development. To be clear, we have a back-end developer. Her name's Logan. She's awesome. Hi, Logan.
She's killing it. She's so good.
Yeah, she made a matcher, and I was like, what? It was really cool.
And she's here in Colorado. P.S., three of our team members are here in Colorado, and so just wanted to throw that out here. We are representing.
Okay, well, that's lovely. We are a remote team, so if you don't live in Colorado, that's okay. Don't feel like you can't apply. Anyways, so part of that has been hiring front-end developers to kind of build out and code out the app. It's honestly just been a struggle. And so we've gone through about four different people. So the process, what happens is I select them, do a quick interview, and then we send them all the files to see, you know, if they're capable and able to do it. Then they do like a test screen or two for us. And then we kind of award them the contract and we move forward from there. So we've had four people that have kind of gone through that process. As a part of that, they've actually quit on us. And so it's been a mixture of two different reasons. One is Christian and one is because we're gay, because the app is, you know, LGBTQ plus. And to be honest, that's like, it's very vulnerable, I think, for us to tell you that. And it just kind of sucks, to be very honest. It's been particularly hard, I think, on myself and probably Brandon too, just to have that. You know, we as a gay man, like I have a ton of privilege in the world, but it's always an interesting spot just to remind myself of like how the entire community is affected by this on a regular basis. And so that's just been humbling and disheartening and frustrating and just a whole lot of emotions attached to that. Yeah. So,
and I think that as someone that is not directly involved in the immediate process with hiring our developers, Adam just has way more experience with that being in the Bay Area and working for a number of tech companies. So he's been the one that's been spearheading that. But as the BFF, I'll get a text and we've gotten four now, where it'll be, well, a developer just bailed on us again because of us being Christian or us being LGBTQ. And it's just interesting because one, Adam also has quite a bit of privilege being in the Bay Area. I, on the other hand, am in Colorado Springs, Colorado, not the most progressive space in the world. And I'm always, I, it, it was interesting because the first time it happened, I was just like, well, duh, was kind of my attitude, which is sad that I've gotten that, like, I don't know, I get maybe cynicism.
Callous.
I guess callous to, yeah, for real. Like, or I still have to think about the fact if I date someone, I have to wonder how people are going to react walking down the street. But honestly, it has been disheartening. It's, and we really wanted to share that with you guys because of our value be true and just to be really frank with you guys. But for me, I don't know if it was on the first time, Adam, maybe you know better or the second time, but when you shared that text with me, one of the first things that came to mind is just this renewed urgency of why Believer matters is, yeah, this is something we're all bumping into all the time. You know, people have an issue with one of our identities, whether that be our faith community or whether that be our sexual or gender identity. When that gets bumped into, I know for me specifically in the Springs, like I work for a pretty progressive like cafe in town on the side, and everyone there is for the most part LGBTQ, or and they're all progressive or anti-church even, and so they're very comfortable with my queer identity. But if I bring up church, they freak out. And then I have Christian friends. If I bring up my queer identity, they squirm and they're not sure what to do. And so it was just this renewed, like, no, like we need this space. And it's hard because the thing that is inhibiting us is the thing that we're trying to overcome with the creation of Believer. So yeah, that's everything on my end that I would want to share in relation to that.
Yeah, no, I think you said that really well. You're right. It does like renew my desire and passion for the project. I think it's just more of a sobering understanding and realization, I think, a little bit. I expected us to hit roadblocks. I expected us for this to happen to some extent. I didn't expect it to be this many people. Yeah. And so I think that's that's what's kind of hard. Yeah. You know, when we launch, I fully expect Westboro Baptist Church to like threaten us and email us and, you know, do whatever.
I mean, they already tweeted about us.
I know, that was kind of like, that was kind of fun.
I was like, oh, we must be doing something, right?
I know. I enjoyed it. I was like, yes, tell all the closeted men, do it. But that's fine. But just, it's just been rough. So, but that's where one of the things that's been really cool is we've had people that have joined the team from the community. So we have somebody, her name is Dee Dee. She lives in Texas, who's been working on the app here and there, which has been really cool. We have Logan, who's a backend developer, who's been working on the app, which has been really cool. We have another guy named Nick, who lives in Canada, who's been working on the app. So that's been really fun. And so I guess, like, if you know a developer, if you are a developer, I would love to talk to you. And just to be like super clear on what we're looking for, we're really looking for front-end developers. We code in React Native, so it's JavaScript. So if you have any experience doing React or React Native or JavaScript development for apps, that would be super, super helpful. Please reach out to us or ask your friends. You can always email us at hello@believer.app. And a lot of you do, so I really appreciate it. It is fun. Like as much as like my heart like drops a little bit when anybody asks for like the status of the development. And I get it. Like I would do the exact same thing. I just hate disappointing people. If you're a part of the Enneagram, I'm going to talk about it for a second. So I apologize if you're like trigger. I feel like I should be like trigger warning right now. I am.
Oh, whatever. The gay Christians are. It's their astronomy.
It's our horoscope.
Like, all the Christians.
Yeah, it's our horoscope.
You're fine.
Yeah. So I'm a three. And so with that, like it's hard for me to just disappoint people. And there's a lot of eyes on this and that's really cool. Like there is, I don't know if I feel like I should say this publicly. Like there's a lot of people that are in this community. And I think that we often as a community think that we're small, but we're not. I can tell you because I see the registrations that come through every day for emails and I see, you know, our traffic that come to the website every day and it's like, it's significant. It's not nothing. And so like it's cool that we have a lot of people reaching out and asking. I would ask if you could help us in finding a developer. That would be amazing. Again, it's just hello at believer.app. So yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to jump in here too, is like, in spite of our frustrations and roadblocks when it comes to development, and again, echoing everything that, oh my God, I sound like such a, I just went way back into like my youth, like youth group days, saying, I just want to echo everything Adam just said. So I just want to echo. I want to piggyback on top of the echo.
Do you want to double click anything? Do you want to double click it? I was always the double click. I was like, let's double click on that.
You little techie. One thing that I've just been continually blown away by is, the amount of feedback that we're getting, the amount of traffic, the amount of people that care, like just all those things that Adam was saying, it's been so cool. But another thing is the fact of the team that we are surrounded by right now is just so
good. They're so good. Like, they're so good. I love our team meetings. They're so much fun. Yeah.
So and Adam shared this a couple times, but we meet every week and like our team, like they are, this really is a passion project for them, which is just, for me, I get continually blown away because I would say most of them don't share our identities, but there's like, this matters, this needs to happen, like this needs to exist, like this needs to take place. And I just get blown away by that and just feel very honored because they've just been doing amazing work. And some days they believe in it more than we do. Like, I'll get discouraged and just whatever. And then like Pascal will come in and he has this like big thing of like, we're doing something amazing. And I'm just like, you right.
We have, I'm incredibly blessed and humbled by our team. Like it's been, I've worked with Pascal for a long time and now getting to know Erica and Megan and Logan and Nick and Erica, it's just been fun. I really enjoy them. So yeah. And we're going to do something fun later on the next podcast. Brandon, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. I am so pumped about this because of the fact that I love our team so much, and just to kind of like get some positive things out there, especially in relation to, man, we're not finding a developer. There's a big but to that. And the big but is we have an incredible team and we just really want you guys to meet them. And so next time I actually pushed back on Adam, he was just like, well, we should do like an interview with each of them. I'm like, no, I want all of them. So
it's going to be a melting pot of conversation.
Yeah. So bear with us if it, we want to be really concise with it, but, and ask specific questions and things like that. But bear with us if it gets a little bit muddied. I personally really wanted the dynamic that we experience every Tuesday for you guys to get a taste of that. You guys obviously won't get the depth of it, but I want you guys to see them because I'm really proud of them and amazed by them. And I want you guys to know them. All of them are always open to more work. So if you're just like, man, this person sounds amazing. Oh, I love the fact that these animations on your website, hit them up because they are great. And actually all their info is going to be on our, either is on our website, or we're actually going to be doing an update to that where we're going to make sure that everyone is on our team, that their contact info will be on the website. So yes, we just really want to promote them, love them, show you guys who they are and just kind of like, yeah, show them off because they're phenomenal people.
Yeah. And they're like, they all are a part of the team and have contributed like a ton. Whether it's Erica, who's basically been our user research ninja, or God, she's like a Megan. Guru. Seriously. And she thinks about y'all users like a lot.
All the time.
Yeah. It's just, it's encouraging.
She's like, how would this specific demographic react to that? And we're just like, well, good question, Erica. We didn't actually think about that. So thank you. This is why you're here.
Yeah. And then you have like Pascal, who's just a design ninja, and it's just ungodly impressive.
Knocks things out so fast.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. It's just beautiful work, like insanely good work. And then you have Megan, who's, her illustrations are insane. Yeah. Like, everyone should go to believer.app/about and look at all of the icons of everybody.
Have we updated it?
Yeah, all of them are. So you can see like Megan did like little illustrations of all of us and they're just like so adorable. I even have a nose ring, which I appreciated. And you have Logan who created like the matcher in like a night or like two nights. It was pretty impressive.
She's so smart. She's so smart.
Yeah. I was like, cool. You just did that. And I don't have no idea how I would even think about doing that.
Her brain is great.
Yeah.
All of her. She's so good. But I really appreciate how she is able to just think through these things that really hurt my brain.
And then you have me and Brandon. We don't really do anything.
It's a hot mess. It's the grace of the Lord.
We talk on podcasts. That's all we do. Just kidding. Anyways. Oh my God. So that's what's going to happen. So this next podcast, we're going to be recording that with the team. And you can hear and listen all about them. So
yeah. And we just really, some of them have really, they care about you guys. They care about this product. They care about what it's going to do for the community. They're not just here for a paycheck. Cause as Adam said earlier, our budget isn't very large. They're here out of the passion of their heart. And it's just,
it's cool. It's really cool. It's special.
Yeah. I was actually really quick. Like it matters, but it's going to be a little weird. As I said, I'm in school and Adam has heard me rant extensively about a specific group project. And he made the comment. He's just like, you do realize that essentially Believer is like a very
big group
project. And I was just like, this is interesting. We don't fight. We like have constructive criticism with each other and we like listen and we like want to like learn from each other and we all pull our weight. What the heck is this?
It's magical.
Yeah. Anyway.
So anyways,
I'm excited.
Awesome. That's it for today. Thank you everybody for just, you're sticking, you're on for the ride. Like you're all on the train. We're all going to the same station. We're all on the same train trying to just get this app out as fast as we possibly can.
Adam, we're on a train that is moving.
We're heading towards it. It's fine. We're just all like trying very hard to get there. So I just appreciate it. We're all in this together. If you are a developer again, like please email us.
We're all stars and we see that we're all in this together.
I do love the song.
Disney Plus launched not too long ago and true. And Zac Efron was very much so about me realizing,
oh yeah. Yeah.
Let's just say it was a part of the journey that he was on that train.
Zac Efron and I,
Your voice, your hair. Guys, I forgot where I was.
Okay. Anyways, we were wrapping up, but cool.
We were, and I just took that train and pushed it off.
You derailed the train. See, this is why we can't get the app done, Brandon. Just kidding.
Talking about Zac Efron in our meetings.
That's not true. I promise we work hard.
We do.
It's also 10 o'clock at night. So if you are a developer, please reach out. If you do have questions or have ideas or anything like that, we read every email and we respond to every email, whether they're weird or not or cool or not, we do it. So feel free to email us. It's hello@believer.app. If you do have any questions. And again, just thank you for being you. Thank you for being supportive. The biggest thing that you can do to help us is if you know developers, lead them our way.
Sign up. Like, send to a website. If you know, like, a gay Christian, she's like, I don't know where I'm going to find a husband or a wife or a partner or then just send them to Believer.
The biggest thing that you can do is tell your world, tell your people. So the more you do that, the better. Awesome. Thanks so much for the time, everybody. Really, really appreciate it. We'll be back next podcast with our entire team. And I am so excited for that.
Yay!
Awesome. Yeah, it's gonna be good. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you later.
Love you all.
Mwah. Okay.